Good morning, everyone, and welcome on this Sunday morning as we are preparing to go forward on our Sunday morning breakfast, Sunday morning inspirational call. And we are going to be talking about how we should not let our hurts hinder what God wants to heal within us in our lives. And we talked a lot about it already beginning on Bible study, how, you know, one of the things, hurt is something that we all would like to avoid. And when we do that, you know, we were taught that we avoid growth. We avoid, you know, God being able to, you know, move in through our lives to heal us. Now, by all means, we want to understand that he can still do whatever it is that he chooses to do. However, we stand in the way of the things that, you know, God is trying to do, that God wants to do, that others need to see God doing in our life. And we talked a lot about that, but also how we are to walk in forgiveness. So if we've been deeply hurt by someone or something, whatever it is in our past, we all have a desire to, you know, walk away from the pain and, you know, be set free. However, we hold on to the bitterness. We hold on to the anger. We hold on to the things that are connected to that individual, or in other words, what that individual may have done to us. And when we do that, it's impeding all that God wants to do in our lives. Again, the blessings that he wants to bestow upon us. And, you know, when we harbor these things, we allow, you know, so much bitterness, so much anger to, you know, stay within us. And it causes other people to do the same, whether we realize it or not. So we have to realize, too, that just, you know, walking in forgiveness, walking in love is truly something that we are commanded to do. It's not, you know, we have a choice. We have a free will. However, we have to truly be walking hand in hand with God so that, you know, he can continue to, you know, to get the glory. But also so that others can see God in and through our lives and really, you know, see what it is that God is trying to do in and throughout our lives. So when we talk about not letting the hurt hinder what God wants to heal, you know, walking in forgiveness is a big part of that. And just realizing that we are going to grow when we let go and let God do the work that he wants to do in our lives. So at this time on this morning, we would like to welcome in our leader, Mr. Talius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Mr. Tony.
How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well, thank you.
Okay, let's go ahead and open up with prayer, please.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning, dear Lord, to say thank you. We thank you, dear Father, for just allowing us to wake up on today. Dear Father, we thank you for this gift of life. And we thank you at this time, dear God, for everyone that's assembled here, for continuing to allow us to come together in this manner. Dear Father, we thank you for this ministry, dear God. And we thank you for our leader. At this time, we ask that you would just open up our hearts and our minds so that we can receive all of you and all of your word, dear God. We thank you and we praise you in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So, y'all, this morning we're talking about don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. Go ahead and turn up, because I don't believe in turning down and all that somber talking, Miss LaTanya. We got to wake up, because I believe when we're doing this for God, as a matter of fact, I know when what we do for God, we do great. We don't do mediocrity in God. No way, Jose. It's better than hitting the lottery. It's better than going to home. I don't care. You going to turn up for God or not? Straight up. Not time for no mediocre. No. No, 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 no. Nothing about heaven is mediocre. Not one thing.
Amen.
So it don't matter how tired you are. Does not matter. You're talking about a God who's ever so present.
Amen. Okay. Yes, sir.
Now, I want to start out by saying, with the topic, don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. Let's look at it this way. Y'all know we get our feelings all involved, and we get our emotional little stint going, and we be hurt, you know.
Yes, sir.
But y'all can write it down off top. God will hurt your feelings just to heal your soul. Let me say that again. God himself will hurt your feelings just to heal your soul. Oh, I'm a follower of God. I'm a believer of God. Don't you know to follow God means you must crucify, deny yourself, meaning crucify your flesh that we should be doing. So if you don't crucify, you say you're a follower, he going to show you how to.
Yes, he will.
God would allow your feelings to be hurt just to show you where you are. You know how we say, well, God's going to reveal them? God's going to reveal us too.
Hmm? Yes.
You know, and see what happens is in life, there's a way. Y'all listen to me now this morning. There's a way, the Bible said, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but in the end it leads to death, destruction. So when we be talking about, well, I just feel like because my feelings hurt and I just feel like you don't like me. Do you have the right to operate in your, as a matter of fact, let's pause for a second. The Bible said let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Anybody going to be roaming around in heaven talking about how they feel? That's all I want to know.
No.
That's all I want to know, people. Let's get it straight. I don't care what kind of type of teaching you have heard. Talking about what pastor said that. Pastor ain't God. The Bible said, whose report shall you believe? Don't put no idol before God. Anybody going to be roaming around in heaven talking about, with my little feelings, I just feel like God? And I feel like because they hurt me, I don't have to listen. Huh?
No.
Uh-huh. Because you hurt. But what does that have to do with the glory of God?
Absolutely.
You don't think that we hurt God every day when we sin?
Yes, sir.
You don't think that we hurt God every day when we purposely ignore him? Huh?
Yes.
When we disobey him, you don't think that hurt God? When you talk about your little feelings being hurt, your little emotions being hurt. But if God operated in his hurt, Lord have mercy, who would be healed? Nobody.
No one.
Well, Mr. Carr, that's God. That ain't us. And we better be like him. You know, when it comes to things like this, because people have been hurt so much. But look, can I tell y'all a testimony, real talk?
Yes.
Miss Latanya, I just had this testimony. I'm talking about Wednesday after Bible study, I had to take a call. Mm-hmm. And typically I just give myself some time to chill out and relax and stuff like that. Okay, some may think this is a game, but this is not a game. This is time invested, for real.
Yes, it is.
All right? So I got a call. Had to make a call, I'm sorry, had to make a call to check on something. And the person had so much hurt in them, it just built up, and they just unleashed. I said, boy, that's why the Bible said count it all joy. You can count it all joy when regardless of what you receive, you don't give it back in return.
Amen.
Because you know the world's jargon is, if you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you.
Yes.
The way you come at me is the way I'm going to come at you.
Yeah.
Right? Y'all remember Mary and Martha. They was hurt. Come on, y'all. Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. Do you not understand, Lord, can I tell it like he told me? Good, okay, good. You not understand that Mary and Martha, you know, that's Lazarus' sisters. Now, remember, Jesus said they were friends of God. They were friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
Yes.
Can I help y'all out right quick?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Let me show you three types of friends. Now, every Jesus moment was a heavy moment. I want y'all to know that. Oh, don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. Look at the three types of friends that you will experience in life. You're going to experience a Lazarus. You're going to experience a Martha. And you're going to experience a Mary. Watch this now. Lazarus was sick, but Lazarus never doubted Jesus.
That's right.
You never see where he got an attitude with Jesus. The two sisters, look at the other type of friendship. One of them had an attitude with Jesus so much, Mary, that she didn't want to even come when Jesus came. The other type of friend, huh? That's the type of friend that talk behind your back. But when you come around, hey, how you doing, girl? Come give me a hug. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I'm calling it out to y'all. But watch this. They are not his. Lazarus was not hurt by what he thought Jesus should have showed up and did. Lord have mercy.
Right.
A lot of times we hurt because we set our agenda above God's agenda. This ain't the type of man that I know God has for me. Well, are you the type of woman that God has for him? Lord have mercy. Don't stop there now.
Yes.
Huh? So should he be equally hurt?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mary hurt almost caused Mary to miss the healing. Remember, God, Jesus sent his word before he got there. Can I help somebody right quick?
Yes, sir.
See, if you keep and hold on to the promises of God, why does hurt get the best of you? See, the word came first. But the Bible says this, what the word couldn't do, Jesus came to fulfill. Henceforth, we're no longer under the law, we're under grace and mercy. Catch what I'm saying, somebody. Catch what I'm saying, somebody.
Yes.
Catch what I'm saying, somebody. Watch this. Because you hold people under the law. In other words, you got a standard. In other words, if they don't do X, Y, and Z, now all of a sudden you are hurt. But when you hold people under grace and mercy, like God has done for you, then your hurt becomes a healing place. Lord, have mercy. Listen to what I'm saying. In other words, you won't be so critical of them knowing what God has given and gifted to you.
Amen. That's correct.
Huh? Huh? Well, they ain't keep their word, though, Mr. Carr. Hold on. Did you keep yours?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is why I make promises to God. You don't have to say, I promise to God. When your feet hit the ground, you made a promise to say that I'm going to be the best Christian. You told me. Mm-hmm. See, you don't have to tell God, I promise you. The fact that he woke you up and your feet touched the floor, that's your promise right there. That says, I'm going to take advantage of this second right now. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Why you think the Bible said, oh, boy, they be thinking I don't be knowing the word. Why you think the Bible said, everything that has breath shall praise the Lord. See how I go?
Yes, sir.
But look how the praise go. Hold on. Y'all remember the three pointers I gave you? Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal.
Yes.
Huh? Because, see, we all have a relationship with God based on DNA, whether you know it or not.
Right.
But not everybody, has fellowship with God. And see, without fellowship, you can't be intimate with God. In other words, if you can't be intimate with God, you will take what he's doing as hurt and not healing.
Yes.
Huh? When you have a intimate relationship with someone, you know why they're getting on you. Lord, Lord, Lord. See, you understand that it was never meant to tear you down, but to build you up. Because, see, you understand the principles called iron sharpens iron. See, you see where I'm going? You see this? Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise is one of the three that we have. Remember persistence, praise, and prayer?
Yes.
Huh? Oh, I pray all the time, but are you persistent? Oh, yeah, I'm persistent, but do you praise? Oh, yeah, I praise him. Not with your mouth, with your lifestyle.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? If not, now watch this. How you know you have an intimate relationship with God? Because when you have intimate relationships with people, you become them and they become you. Spirits intertwine. Watch this now. Watch this, y'all. Catch it. In other words, you will no longer take things as hurt. You will take them as help. See, in other words, I'm glad, God, you put me through this. God, I'm glad that I didn't get the voucher. God, I'm glad. See, I can count it all joy. It don't mean that it feels good to my flesh, but it is what my soul needed. It strengthened me, God, because, see, now I'm a better individual. I'm a better Christian. I am a better example. Now my testimony has strength and power. It has conviction. In other words, it's not a joke nor a game.
Amen.
Huh? What you perceived as hurt, God slated it with healing. It was laced with healing.
Yes.
Uh-oh, y'all follow me so far?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Don't let your hurt hinder what God's, don't let your afflictions, don't let your pain, don't let your troubles get in the way, because y'all know we can get discombobulated.
Yes, we can.
Though the storms keep on raging in my life. That's all we know.
Huh? Yes, we do.
And we sing the song, but we live it out a little different. My soul has been, right? Your soul anchored in the Lord. Now watch this. So your soul's so anchored. Why is it that when you get hurt, you respond differently than when you take it as a blessing?
Yes, indeed.
Huh? Somebody who hurt your feelings, you barely even speak to them. You do the little wave just hand just like that. Huh?
Yes, we do.
Right? So now your hurt has become a hindrance. Because just because you hurt, why can't God get the glory out of your life? You know why? Because now you're your own idol. In other words, my hurt supersedes what God wants to do. In other words, they don't need to see Jesus in me today because they hurt my feelings. So they're about to see that nasty side of me.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Talking to somebody this morning?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Y'all with me? Come on, let me give y'all a little scripture right quick. Luke, Luke chapter 21, verses 17 through 19. Luke chapter 21, verses 17 through 19. What you got, Miss Latonya?
It states, everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm and you will win life.
Everyone will hate you because of your alliance to me. You're an ally. We hombres. We won. We affiliated. But not one hair on your head will perish. By standing firm, you will win your souls. Huh? He's talking to some hurt people.
Yes.
Huh? Hurt people. Everyone will hate you because of your alliance to me. Huh?
Right.
You and me, they will hate you because of that. So don't be questioning me talking about why, God. Oh, yeah, the closer you get to God, you got to make a decision. Huh? You're going to lose some friends and you're going to be hurt. Some people, that's why that relationship is growing and the one with God is not.
Right.
Because you gave up the wrong one. You would rather hurt God than let people hurt you. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Huh?
So true.
Hello, somebody?
Yes, sir.
But not one hair on your head will perish. By standing firm, you will win souls. In other words, Jesus never promised that his followers would not suffer, people. You're going to be hurt. He never promised that you wouldn't suffer. Hmm? He didn't say that you would be exempt from physical harm. Or even physical death. You understand?
Yes.
You're not exempt from persecutions. You know, persecutions is unfair treatment. In other words, people, they just hurt me. I did all this for them, but they hurt me. But look what all God has done for us, and do we hurt him?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, we do.
Right. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
But see, this is what he is saying, though. that none of his followers would ever experience an eternal loss, or suffer spiritually. You won't. You will not experience a spiritual loss or eternal loss. Just because you're hurt, don't mean that God is not pruning you. Now, anybody on the phone, you got your daughters. Y'all remember them old hot combs that you put on the stove?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about that new fancy stuff that you plug up and it gets hot. I'm talking about the one that you put on the stove.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that little hot comb. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? With the grease and all that stuff. Huh? Talking about that's why I got acne today, Mr. Carl. All that grease my mom and then put on my face. You know what I'm talking about, huh?
Yes,
yeah, they
sir.
Put it on your hair at the beginning of the school day, and by the time the school day was over, it was all in your face because they had smit. Okay, cool. Check this out, though. Watch this. Don't let your hurt hinder you, what God wants to heal. You see how you had to pick that child's hair out, and then they ain't like it. But tell me how they look when they finish, when you finish with it.
Lovely.
Huh?
So lovely. Yes, sir.
Huh? Come on, I'm tender-headed. Ain't that something? But look like Rapunzel now. You know Rapunzel had the long hair, right? That's Rapunzel I'm talking about?
Yes.
Right? But it don't feel so good because it hurt a little bit, don't it?
Yes, it did.
Now, if that's in the natural, I only wonder how God is doing to us spiritually. But see, here's the thing. To make sure that you're in tune, y'all listen to me. To make sure that you're in tune with God spiritually, God got to tap. He got to tap that behind. He got to tap your flesh. Because you said you want to follow me, right? And I told you, anybody who put their hand to the plow and turned back is not fit. See, he's telling you. Huh? Birds have nests, foxes have holes, but the son of... He's telling you something, huh? Ooh. In other words, if you want to follow God, he said the master suffered. In other words, the master was hurt. Surely the servant will. In other words, if you're following God and you never experienced hurt, you can't be following the God in heaven. Not that you have prematurely put it on yourself. What I'm saying is, as a result of you following God, Satan is going to attack. He's going to launch an attack. God is going to allow. But see, just because he allow it don't mean that it's meant to hurt you or harm you. Now, one hair on your head will be harmed. See, what it's going to do is, see, you don't even have to watch this, Mr. Latonya. Didn't the Bible say crucify your flesh on a daily basis? He's telling you to do something that you automatically will assume the position of doing when you follow him. Because he will send it your way to crucify it. Trust me.
Yeah. Yes,
how do you think you look harder on the Christians than anybody else?
No.
Huh?
Amen.
Huh? Come on. Come on, parents. Your children, anybody want to be honest with me this morning? You harder on your kids than anybody else's. You're not even harder on your nieces and nephews. You love them, but you're not born with your child. Your child think you're saving himself.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, indeed.
Now, I know in public you have a different persona. Yeah, no, we got, sugarcoat a little stuff or something, huh? But you know you don't play with your children. And they'd be like, well, you ain't say that to Jack. Jack is standing down the street. And you look him right in the eye. Huh? It's my house.
Yes, sir.
Talk about their house. Huh? And they look at it as hurt. They look at it as suffering. They look at it as a militant like you as hard. Up until they start to grow up. Huh? Up until they start to grow up. And then they say, hold on. I can actually cook for myself. I can actually get up and go to work for myself. Because my mom and my daddy taught me something. See, I'm glad they got on me back then. Whew, so law enforcement wouldn't have to get on me right now. See, you don't catch it though, right?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Why you think the Bible says it this way? Come on. Huh? Huh? Spare the rod, spare the child. Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to hear. Let me tell you what God was saying. Spare the rod, spare the child for people who misinterpret this all the time. God is a spirit. What he's saying is spiritually and then naturally. Let's address it the right way. So spiritually, why do you think so many people want to argue with people who bring forth the word of God? Because nobody corrected them in God. So now that they're being checked in God, huh? They will go up and, whoo! Come on, somebody. Any teachers out there? Oh, don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. Any teachers out there? See, if you're used to being corrected, if that child that you have in your class is used to being corrected, it's easy for a teacher to go ahead and do what's protocol. Oh, but the child who's not used to being corrected, that'd be the one who's flipped, rolling the eyes in the neck. 5 years old, don't know what an eyeball looks like, can't even spell it.
Right.
Huh?
Yes, indeed.
Come on, I-B-A-L. Nah. Okay. Eyeball. Okay, I got you. And you sit down right there because you need to stay in here a little longer.
Yes. Huh? Yes, sir.
So the Bible says, spare the rod, spare the child, Miss LaTanya. Watch this. Watch this, Miss LaTanya. If you go ahead and check it up front, meaning it's going to be a little hurt, because anybody know if you got to put a splint on it, if you have a broken finger, toe, leg, you got to put a splint or a cast on it, it hurts. Retainers, anybody have braces, it don't feel good up front.
That's
correct. But when you take it off, my God.
Yeah.
Hmm? Anybody glad they had braces? Well, I know you had good teeth, but anybody else? You know, you had them north-south pole teeth, you know? 2 miles?
Yes,
okay, cool. Now, you glad you got that straight, right? But
right.
It didn't feel good. As a matter of fact, it didn't even look good. As a matter of fact, your feelings was hurt then. Woo, but you're a grown adult now. Tell me, they talked about you. They teased you back in school. They hurt your feelings. Uh-oh, but look at you now.
Yes.
Huh? See, spare the rod, spare the child. What God is saying is, spiritually, you haven't been chin-checked. You know when you grow up in the natural, and you're still a spiritual baby, you're going to act accordingly. That's why you only say stuff like, don't preach to me. In other words, don't correct me. In other words, don't hurt my feelings now. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all thought when God said spare the rod, spoil the child, he meant natural. No, he's a spiritual. He means spiritual first. If you don't spiritually correct them, what you think will happen when they get a little older?
Hmm.
Anything that hurt their little spiritual feelings, they're going to swing. And you know when people hurt, they respond a little differently. So now God is coming their way through what it seems to be hurt, and they swinging on God. But hold on, don't get mad at them. When you have to take some onus in that, you own up to some of that, because that blood is on your hands too, because that's your child that you reared that way. Uh-oh. Lord have mercy. Did I just talk over somebody? Huh? Y'all know this is true now, because typically people whose feelings get hurt easily are people who have been always what? Pampered.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You're not cut like that, are you? You're not built like that, are you?
Right.
Typically, people who feelings get hurt is people who've been pampered. See, people who have been through hell and high water, people who know what it is to go through some suffering, ramen noodles, I don't have nothing to cook. People who know, see, when you've been through something.
Yes.
Huh? And it's repetitious because God is sharpening you. When you get a little older, huh, that's a life thing. See, people who, watch this, people who have yet to be spiritually corrected because they call it hurt. Anytime, oh, that ain't what the, see, they hurt. They even hurt when God correct them. Oh, Lord, they get mad at God. They get so hurt, they feelings be so hurt that they mad at God.
Yeah.
My nan-nan. First of all, God can take what God created. Who are you?
Amen. Amen.
Lord have mercy. So what will happen is, they'll start getting mad at God. Huh? They hurt.
Yep.
Huh? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And God wants to heal you right where your hurt is. He wants to heal you right where your hurt is. Problem is we don't give God the opportunity to. What you mean I don't give God the opportunity? Because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is a pure gentleman. So when you hurt and you don't want to receive of him, he doesn't force himself on anyone.
That's
remember,
right.
We have something called free will.
Yes.
Hello?
That's right.
That's good, huh, y'all?
Yes, sir.
We have free will. So it's not about how bad God wants to heal you. It's how bad you want to be healed.
Yes, it is.
The Bible talks about it. We always, as Christians, as the body of Christ, we always have hope beyond our suffering, beyond our hurt. It's something bigger than your hurt that God is trying to get to you.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, this is a big question. Does God expect us to always, I know the Bible said count it all joy, but does he expect us to be happy and smile while we're going through hurt and pain, Mr. Carr? What you got to say with that one, Ms. Latonya?
Yes, he does. And I say that because the Bible tells us to count it all joy. And we won't understand what that means until, you know, we have that, like you said, that relationship, but also that fellowship with him. So we tell someone, oh, you got to count it all joy when they just lost a loved one, or, you know, they've just gone through hell and high water. They won't understand if they're not connected to God. But we have to do what his word tells us to do. And it's possible. It's possible, because one might say, oh, I don't believe that. That's not possible. But again, when you're in fellowship with God, you know that it is.
Does Jesus, the God, expect us to be happy, enjoy our hurt? Absolutely not. He said count it all joy. Count it all joy meaning I know the promises. That don't mean it's about to be a pleasurable experience, but I know my promise. That don't mean I have to, you know, this about to be a, you know, a pleasurable workout, but I'm going to make it do what it do. Lord have mercy. I'm talking to the mature folk. Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants here. In other words, what I'm telling you, does God expect you to be happy and la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, all through your hurt? No. As a matter of fact, Jesus even tried to spare himself the agony and the pain of hurt, of suffering on the cross. Did he not? Did y'all forget? Say, Father, will you please pass this bitter cup from me? In other words, I don't want to get on this cross.
Yes, he did.
But look at what he did real quick. He snapped back into it. He said, but let thy will be done.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
Why? Because even through your sufferings, even through your hurts, even through your emotional scars, guess who right there with you? He said he would never leave nor what?
Forsake us.
Uh-oh. So if we're talking about being in God, if you allowed it to come my way, don't mean I have to like it, but I will endure it.
Okay.
Right? So in other words, bring it on. Let me ask y'all this. Would you rather go through hurts so that your children don't have to go through them? Or would you rather it be the opposite way around, that they go through it and you don't? Okay.
The first thing you said.
Right. You would rather go through the hurt, right?
Right.
Here's the beautiful thing about God. God said, I'm going to go through the hurt to show you how to go through it. In other words, if you don't go through it, you'll never know how to tell somebody else, because I need you to show them. Remember, if you deny me, I'm going to deny you. So I allow hurt to come your way, because, see, they didn't see me on the cross. They need to see you on your cross. Lord, have mercy. Somebody need to see you going through your...
Yes, sir.
I don't need to get here this morning. I don't want to preach it like that, because I want to wait till this evening. But I got to give them a little something to Mr. Latonya. Somebody needs to see your cross. Remember, you are the living epistle. In other words, everybody don't open the Bible. And even if they open the Bible, remember, God said he sent Jesus to do what the word couldn't.
Do you understand what that means? In other words, it's more than principle, the word. It's about people. That's why he sent Jesus to meet people where they are. See, you got talking about open your Bible. No, they need to look at your life. In other words, that's why God allowed you to go through the hurt so they can see your cross being bared and you get up from your hurt and smile and walk through it.
Yes,
Jesus did his part. Now what you going to do?
Amen.
Mm.
Yes, indeed.
Well?
Yes. Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I ain't gonna do what they do in the Southern Baptist Church, talking about touch three people and tell them do your part. I ain't gonna do that. Hmm. Right? I ain't gonna do that.
Yes, sir.
But go ahead and touch them if you want to now.
Okay.
Because you got your cross to bear. You can't bear a cross. Huh? Oh, that mercy. I don't think people know what the cross means. That's a crucifixion place, right?
It is.
But it's for a bigger purpose than you and I. Remember, the Bible says a wise man wins souls.
Right.
Hmm? Y'all follow me?
Yes.
But then he also says that wise men seek wise counsel. In other words, my instruction comes from God. So when God tell me this hurt is not to harm you, oh Lord, but to build you, and it's not only to build you, it's to build more specifically the kingdom of heaven so that God may be glorified, why wouldn't you want people to allow, why wouldn't you want God to allow hurt to come your way so that people may see the glory of God? People can't see the glory of God by things going right all the time. People need to see the glory of God by things seeming impossible. People need to see the glory of God by you having a past that you can't erase, but God says you're above. People need to see some things where people say, look, they cheated on you and they discounted you. You're supposed to be in that position, but God allowed you to get in another way. That don't mean that you got the job. That mean that you got the, listen. That don't mean that you got the job. That mean you got the position. I ain't talking about the position that they gave. I'm talking about the position that God gave. See, it doesn't warrant my finances. See, the Bible said the first shall be last. See, I'm careful as to how you want to place yourself. I know some people have this snooty attitude that I'm better than, but you better be careful, my sister, my brother, because, see, God would allow hurt to heal those. The very people that you put down and you're trying to hurt them, you better be careful. Let me just say this. If your money is your status to think that you're higher than, cool. Let's see what happens in the day of judgment because your money has no value to God.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. Some of us, that's our only redemption plan is that I get back at people. In other words, we seek vengeance on our own. That's our redemption plan because we still hurt and I'm a proof to him. Huh? Then I'm doing good. So I'm going to go and get a better job, a better house, a better name, a last name too, and then a better man. I'm a fool. See, now you end up doing something that God didn't say do.
Right.
Because you're hurt. In other words, you look like you healed, but you really not. How you say that, Mr. Carr? Because healing starts from the inside. Healing starts with a closer walk with God. See, don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. Just because on the surface you look like you healed, let God put you to the test. Because, see, God will purposely hurt them feelings of yours, and let's see how you respond.
Mm-hmm.
They about to make me act a fool. That mean I've been hurt. My flesh has been hurt, and my flesh is about to take over. Those who sow the flesh reap also from the flesh, which reaps death. In other words, how you know your hurt, huh, is the opposite of what God called it to be? Well, let me tap the flesh and let me see what the flesh do. See, if I tap your flesh, this is God speaking. If I tap your flesh, and you respond to your flesh, that means you're outside of me. But if I tap your flesh and you still give me a spiritual response, you on your way, baby. Let's move. Lord, I know I can use you. I know I can use you. Because, see, before I give you much, I got to see how you appreciate the little. So before I can give you a spiritual body, let me see how you respond to this natural body that I'm about to hurt.
Yes.
Not to tear you down, hurt, but to build you up, hurt. Oh, Jesus, before I can give you that spiritual body, because, Jesus, I need you to go exactly like they came. That's why I sent you through the womb of Mary. See, Jesus, I need you to go and do it so they wouldn't have no excuse. Now, Jesus, you did your part. I need them to do their part. I need them to experience hurt. So now, see, everybody didn't see you, Jesus, but Jesus, hold, it's called the Holy Spirit. I'm going to use, oh, yeah, y'all follow where I'm going with this? Jesus, you set the example. Now, they got to be the example. Lord, have mercy. In other words, when are we going to do what Jesus did? What are we going to do with our hurt and keep it moving?
Yeah.
See, everybody didn't see Jesus. I didn't. Did you? Cool. But don't mean that you don't have the Spirit of God on the inside. Oh, my God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to deal with your hurt? You going to let your hurt deal with you? Or are you going to deal with it? Miss LaTanya, let's go ahead and pray.
Our Father and our God. We come before you on this morning, dear Lord, to say thank you. We thank you, Father, for the word that you've given on to us on this morning, dear Father. We ask that you will just help us to take what we've learned, dear God, to go forward and to serve you not according to our feelings, dear God, but to serve you in spirit and in truth, dear Father. And also in serving you, help us to continue to serve others in the manner in which you called us to do so, dear God. We ask that you will just continue to help us to overcome our past experience, dear God, the things that have hurt us, dear Father, and to always look to you as being in control of our lives, dear God. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader on this morning, dear Father. We ask that you will just continue to lead us all on the right path. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Now, let me share this with someone because I don't know who this is for. I don't play that hocus pocus game, but I got to share what God told me to share. Whoever it is experiencing something as far as, well, I only respect or I only do what I'm being told to do. When I think that they're being right, you're out of line. Let me say this again. You don't, even with your earthly masters, your bosses, your job, whoever it may be, okay, and I'm talking to somebody, I don't know. I don't play them games, I told you that. But you don't respect them because you get along with them. You respect them because you work as if you're working unto God. Because somebody has the propensity, the tendency to only do what you tell me to do when I like you. But if you ever hurt my feelings and things go astray, then I no longer feel like I have to do what you say do. Well, it ain't based on the feeling, number one. Excuse the ain't part, but I'll say it again. It ain't based on a feeling. Number two, it's based on instruction. If that's what God called to be your head, you handle your business.
Yes, indeed.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, even if you're in a marriage now, I only follow them as they follow God. Why did you get married to them then if you didn't see the God in them?
Hmm.
So don't set the double standard. Because following God has nothing to do with you being hurt. It has nothing to do, I'm going to say this again, with you being hurt. So, I don't care what you may think, but let's keep this in context with God. I'm speaking to somebody now. Just because it's not meant, you know, well, I don't have my papers yet, and I'm separated, but I'm going. No. You follow, regardless of your hurt, you should not be out there dating, talking to somebody.
Yes.
Take it as you may. You're playing a dangerous game. You're not only hurting your soul, but you're actually dragging somebody else in this too. And the Bible says, woe to them who causes one of my little ones to stumble. When the Bible says W-O-E, woe, you better slow down.
Yes.
Okay? Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal in your life, nor in somebody else's life.
Amen.
You obey God at all costs, regardless of how hurt you are. You do what God tells you to do. You follow me? Because you can't be screaming, you know, I believe in God and whose report you're going to believe, but yet you're talking about I'm waiting on my marriage certificate that says I'm divorced. If God didn't say you divorced, I don't care what paper you got. Checkmate.
Amen.
Y'all have a great day, and I'll see y'all this evening, okay?
Right.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay.